诸佛菩萨、上人、诸位法师、诸位善知识，我是果莲，是果瑞的同修。今天我就是想跟大家讲一讲果瑞爸爸往生以前念佛的成果感应。
Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Dharma Masters, and Dharma Friends, my name is Guo Lian. I am the fellow cultivator of Guo Rei, and I'd like to share the events that happened around Guo Rei's father's passing and the Buddha recitation.
在2008年，他老人家往生了。就在他病的时候，有一天，他病得很厉害，我们把他送到这个医院里头。医生对我们说，我想你们应该大家都要再等了，因为他每随时都要走的了，他们已经尽力了。我们听到的时候当然很伤心，然后果瑞就记得不能错过每一分每一秒，他就提醒他的爸爸，叫他念阿弥陀佛。
So in 2008, Gore's father passed away. One day he was very sick and had to be hospitalized. And the doctor said to the family, you should stay, don't go, because he could go any time. We were very sad to hear the news. But Guo Rei did not waste a minute. He immediately reminded his father to recite Amitabha's name.
因为啊，他爸爸皈依上人，他都相信有佛，可是啦，他有没有念佛，我们也不敢决定。所以啦，他就很慎重地告诉他爸爸，现在你什么也不用想，什么也不用去担心，你只要一心念佛，希望佛能够来接你到极乐世界去。
So, Guo Rei's father had taken refuge with the Venerable Master, and he believed in the Buddha. But did he recite the Buddha's name? We're not sure. So at that time, Guo Rei very seriously told his father that you don't need to think about anything or worry about anything. All you need to do is single-mindedly recite the Buddha's name so that the Buddha can lead you to the land of ultimate bliss.
就这样，他爸爸很愿意去念阿弥陀佛。其实在哪个情况之下叫他老人家去念，可能也会很辛苦，可是他真的很愿意去念，而且他念得很好，他每一句都念得很真诚很清楚，我们都听得到。当然呢，我们每一个家庭成员都在陪伴他，都跟他一起念佛。
His father was very willing to recite Amitabha's name. Of course, under other circumstances, it would not have been easy to convince him. But in this case, he recited very sincerely and very clearly. We could all hear it. And of course, all the family members were accompanying him to recite together.
好了，他就这样 慢慢慢慢的练。到了第二天，这个医生来探望他的时候，哎，他觉得奇怪哦，他告诉我们，这好像是告诉我们他还没有走啊，因为就他们来看他情况，他是应该很快的走的。好了，医生走了以后，突然在下午的时候，他就告诉我们，他说：“哎，我看到佛了。”哎，果瑞就问他：“你看到佛，那佛有没有对你讲什么？”他说：“有。”他说他三天以后就来接我，而且他也说他看见这个莲花，然后他更说他看见师父在房间里边。所以啊，到三天以后啊，我还有在讲三就他讲完这段感应以后，他就说，他身体啊，他说他身体什么病都没有了，已经，而且他眼睛以前是不好的，因为他要看我们要走得很近，大概在半尺以内才可以看得清我们。现在他也不用，他说我看得见你们不要走怎么近，他说我可以看得清楚，看得很好，而且我身体也没有病痛，什么病痛也没有，他觉得很舒服。好了，就这样，从他看见佛以来，更看到师父以来，他身体好像一天比一天好。好了，真的等到第三天以后，在十点到十二点的之间，他真的走了，而且他走得很安详。在他走了十二点的时候，他走大概十二点的时候，我们放一个西方三星的照片在他床前床的这个床头啊上面，这个床上面我们挂在上面的。可是他走了，这个相片也自动的掉下来了。果瑞说爸爸走了，所以这个他就知道阿弥陀佛把他爸爸接走了，所以这个照片也在同时也掉下来了。
So Gore's father recited very slowly and clearly. On the second day, the doctor came to visit and he was very puzzled. He said, he's still here? He should have died by now. But then the doctor left, and that afternoon, suddenly, Gore's father said, I see the Buddha. Gore said, you see the Buddha? What, did the Buddha say anything to you? Yes, he said in 3 days he'll come to pick me up. Also, I saw a lotus, and I see Venerable Master in the room. And ever since he saw the Buddha and saw Venerable Master, he said, I don't feel any sickness anymore in my body. And his eyes had been nearsighted, very nearsighted, so we had to get within half a foot for him to see us clearly. And now he told us, I can see all of you. You don't need to come so close. And I feel no pain. I feel very comfortable. And from the time he saw the Buddha and saw Shifu, his body got better day by day until the third day, between 11 and 12 o'clock, he left peacefully. And we had put a picture of the three sages of the West above his bed. And right when he left, the picture fell down. And Gore said, oh, my dad left, so he's been picked up by Amitabha, and so that's why the picture fell.
所以啊，因为这个佛妻的因缘乏味啊，所以而且阿弥陀佛给我们这么方便的法门，所以我们要多念佛，希望有一天我们都能够往生这个西方极乐世界。阿弥陀佛。
So, Amitabha Buddha gave us such a simple and easy Dharma practice. So I hope that we will all recite the Buddha's name a lot so that we can be reborn one day in the land of ultimate bliss. Amitabha.